So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that most of you guys are afraid of uncertainty because most of you guys are not ready or prepared to deal with things that come and hit you right in the fucking face. Most of you guys don't know what is going to happen to you when you step outside your door to go to work, step outside to jog or anything. And I'm not wishing anything bad on you, but the biggest problem, and get your crayons out, this is the biggest problem, that this is going to signify all them red pill motherfuckers and all them fucking going overseas motherfuckers. This is the truth. It's not a truth. It's the truth. And this is a thing that they cannot cope with. So buckle up for this shit. The problem is, it's not the women. It's not the women. The problem is that a lot of you guys do not know how to respond to people who respond to you. Not only do you not know how to respond, you don't know what to say, and you don't know what to do. And the reason why you don't do it is because you're scared of the decisions that you will make that will lead to fucked up ass outcomes called rejection. They ain't ready for this. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? All these guys that go into those manospheres and those pills and plates and go overseas, the only reason is because they don't know how to respond to women that respond to them. And they know that any decision that they make will lead to a disastrous outcome. So instead of them looking like idiots and fools and getting rejected, they run away from the situations. They run away, gentlemen, from uncertainty. They don't run towards uncertainty. They run away from it. Y'all hear what I'm saying? They run away from it. Because running towards it means taking risks, taking a chance, and knowing that if you put them fucking chips to the middle of the goddamn table, you can lose it all. But guess what happens to these people, gentlemen? These are the same people who shape their world and live out false, fake dreams. Listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. Think about what I'm saying. They're saying every woman is bad. These women out here are mean. These women out here are cruel. And you know I hate defending women, but how many women, let's just take one woman. How many times all day she heard, "What's up, baby? Yo, ma. Hey, girl, come here. What you doing? What you up to? Where you live? What you about to do, girl?" How many times she hear that shit? "Hi, what are you up to? What's your name? Where you live? What you looking for?" And all that silly shit. They listen to this shit all the fucking time. Do you actually think that they like to hear that stupid shit? But what we'll do, because I want to talk to you guys, because we'll roll to the wrap up. We're gonna talk about facing fucking fears on Monday. Okay, we'll cover that on Monday. But what I want to do is I want to talk to you guys, and if I missed any of your questions, please ask and all that other stuff, because I want to make sure that you have more clarity and understanding over the things that I'm saying, because a lot of you guys don't understand the game because of uncertainty, of feeling foolish. You have to understand, if your perception and your reality is worrying about rejection and calling, remember, calling what a woman is allowed to do rejection, that's fucking crazy. How can you call it rejection when she's allowed to fucking reject you? Guys, listen, she's allowed to reject me. She's allowed to say she's not interested. She's allowed not to leave me a message. She's allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants to do. But what business is it of mine what she does? Gentlemen, anybody? Because this, people don't want to see this kind of game. Because nobody is looking for accountability. But Steve, what about the accountability of a woman? What about it? She's not walking up to you, is she? No. You're walking up to her. She's not texting you, is she? No, you're texting her. And matter of fact, on a show with Lucario, we're going to show a guy that sued a woman because he bought her dinner. And she fucking vamped on his ass, and he sued her. He sued her because he was in his fucking feelings. But that's what we want y'all to think about. But if y'all got any more questions, we'll shut the lines down. I will give you all a few more minutes. If you want to call in or ask a question, go ahead. The line is open for you guys. If not, we'll wrap it up. Because I don't want to be on here too long. So we'll wrap it up. It's your call. But what you'll see here, if you just get out of your way, is you will see somebody that cares more about you than these average motherfuckers that's doing more harm to you. If you just took the same energy you took to go get a fucking passport to put in yourself, you win. But Steve, how do I win if the woman's not down for me? Why do you give a fuck if she's down or not? If all you want to do is fuck, then you're not going to win because you're not the only one who wants to fuck. So how are you going to stand out? I don't say you need money and all that other shit to stand out, but that's what game teaches you guys. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and shut down the lines as we shut things down. I'm going to wait for you guys a few more minutes to ask